From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome to the program. May I just take a moment to encourage our listeners to write? If you haven't written as yet and you're a regular listener to the program, or perhaps you've just tuned in recent days, then why not make a point of dropping us a line today? We'd be glad to hear from you, and we'll send you some free gospel literature on request. So make a point of writing this week. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing with his series in the Gospel of Mark. And here he is.
Welcome to our Bible study. We're moving into chapter 4 of the Gospel of Mark. We're going to read from the verse 1, and we'll read through to the end of the verse 20. So, I'm going to read pretty fast. You follow, please, as we read the Word of God. And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. And when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, Unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see, and not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Amen. And God will bless his precious word to all our hearts. Let's have a lovely hymn now. It's sung for us by a choir of the Salvation Army, and it's called Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Yeah.
Salvation Army singing for us, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior." I trust that the Lord will indeed not pass us by today, but speak to us through his precious word. Now, this chapter that we have read from this morning is a chapter of parables. The Lord Jesus used the method of the parable as a means of imparting the gospel. What is a parable? Well, do you know what I was taught many years ago in Sunday school? There wasn't too much remained with me from those days, but this has remained with me. The parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And that's just about what a parable is. The Lord Jesus used everyday scenes to illustrate gospel truth. Now, before we enter upon a study of the parables in this chapter, there are some things that we want to learn before we go too far. You will, I'm sure, if you're a regular listener to our program, already know how that we like to note little phrases that very easily could be passed by. And I want us to note what we read in the verse 1 of this chapter 4. Notice what we read in verse 1 of chapter 4. "And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land." Again, oh, the Savior's anxiety to get across the message of salvation. He was ever about his Father's business. And notice how wisely he employs the natural terrain around him in order to make best use of his voice. By sitting in a ship just a little out from the shore, he provided a wonderful sounding board for his voice, and he would have been heard by a vast multitude of people. The Lord Jesus was anxious that men and women hear what he had to say. I'm on this radio program this morning, and I believe that it is the will of God that I am on it, and I am on it by the provision that he has made for me. He has opened the way for me. Why? Because it is still the will of God that men and women hear the gospel. Now, quickly notice the Savior's method of preaching. Two things are to be observed in what we read. Verse 2 of chapter 4, "And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine." First of all, he used the method of the parable. The Lord Jesus borrowed his comparisons from easy and familiar things, such as the sower, the seed, the ground, the growth, the harvest, etc., etc. All of these things would have been more than well known to his listeners. And he was fitting his message, his method, his use of words to the people to whom he was speaking. He wanted them to know. But notice that in employing this method, he did not forsake doctrine. Notice that word there, "he said unto them in his doctrine." What is doctrine? I'll tell you what doctrine is. Doctrine is the skeleton of the sermon. As a body without a skeleton won't stand, so a sermon without true doctrine will not stand. Bible doctrine. Very quickly, I want you to notice that the Savior began and ended his first parable with a call. He says in verse 3, "Hearken." He wants people to hear. Then quickly, notice in verse 9, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." God wants us to hear? What good are our ears? What good is listening if we do not take in what we are hearing? Oh, may you take in the gospel. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.